Yesterday was Tisha B'Av, and I couldn't leave a message. Leaving a message today is Parshas Ve'eschanan, and I was thinking about on Tisha B'Av how everyone talks about we mourn the temple, we mourn the temple, we mourn the tragedy, the Beis HaMikdash. You know what? I disagree. The tragedy that we mourn on Tisha B'Av is not really about the Beis HaMikdash. It's not really about that, about the temple that was destroyed. Consider a couple marries and builds a home. They love each other, sadly. They get into some type of fight, and they separate, and they divorce. And how sad things are. Then comes the awkward and painful moment when they need to sell the house. It has no use anymore. How much emotion this evokes. They watch their house being taken away by a total stranger. How could that guy be sitting in my living room? How could that guy be sitting in my kitchen? What's that guy doing in my dining room? But what's the real truth? Right? And people are watching and how sad it is. And the kids are watching. Like that's my bedroom. But what's the truth? The tragedy of the house being destroyed? The house being, deconstructed? No. It's not really the house. The heart of the matter is it's the relationship. The love that once was has dissolved and gone lost. That's the tragedy. That's the tragedy. And that's what we're mourning on Tisha B'Av. It's really our love relationship with Hashem. The house, the Beis HaMikdash, that's just a physical symbol, a place where we could, you know, where we can dwell together, right? Where we can, our love can grow safely, with safety, and develop towards each other. But when we both moved out, God left, we left, and then God left, the relationship seems to be soured, and there is no need for a home anymore. You see, I mentioned last week how the great tragedy on Tisha B'Av was that the Jewish people said, Hashem, as we read last week's parsha, "B'sinas Hashem osanu, Hashem hates us." And as Rashi explained, we hate Hashem. We felt sinner for Hashem, and therefore the relationship went sour. Any relationship is only as strong as its weakest link. Any relationship is only as strong as its weakest link. If we don't love Hashem, so then where's the relationship? How sad God, so to speak, has to dismantle everything. So my feeling is, that's what we read last week, Parshas Devarim. So what is the tikkun? What is the healing? What is the way to improve and solve and redevelop and renew and rejuvenate the situation of the Jewish people? It's simple. The tikkun is that on Tisha B'Av and on Shabbos Nachamu, we need to pronounce, we need to say the opposite. We need to say, Hashem loves us. We need to say, we love you, Hashem. We love you so much. That's the answer. That's what's gonna change things and bring things back. In fact, that's exactly the parsha that we read tomorrow, and we read it on Tisha B'Av as well. On Tisha B'Av, the Torah recalls and recounts the Tachas. We read it. Parshas Ve'eschanan. We always read on Tisha B'Av, and we say V'tachas ki ahavas avas. We say Hashem loves us. Hashem loves you. And then again, we're going to read tomorrow. We're going to read that verse, and we're going to repeat that verse and additional verses. Chashaka Hashem b'chem. Hashem has a cheshek. Hashem is infatuated with us. He loves us. He desires us, the Jewish people. Ki me'ahavas Hashem eschem. Hashem loves you. That's because Hashem loves you. Hashem guards you. Right? We're going to say how Hashem is merciful. And ki el rachum Hashem. Right? Lo yishkach. Hashem will never abandon us. He'll never forget us. He only loves us and takes care of us. And that's the healing. That's the healing message from Hashem to us. And that's our response. We want to somehow respond to the shock and trauma of Tisha B'Av. It's in those three magic words, saying Hashem, I love you. I love you. And I feel how much you love me. That's it. That's it's so simple. That's the beginning and end. Once we renew our romantic bond, our love commitment, so then we're going to need to find a house again. You better believe it. And once again, God will renew. He'll bring the house back, right? And renew our cozy, loving bedroom, as the Bible calls it, in Divrei Hayamim. The bedroom, the cozy home that is necessary. There's nobody who says, "Oh, here, let me get married." I'll buy a bedroom for two. That's meaningless. That's empty. That's just Eitzim and Avanim. Those are external trappings. The truth is that it's the love that's important. It's the relationship that's important. Once you have that, you have everything. If we don't have that, we have nothing. So this Shabbos is a Shabbos to say, we love you, Hashem. And Hashem, you love us. And that's why in Devarim we read those horrible words. But in Ve'eschanan, we read about how much Hashem loves us and how much we love Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.